Chip Roy, DHS insider, say 11K border crossers breed into U.S. in 2 months. By John Binder on March 10, 2021. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, says Department of Homeland Security. DHS insiders have revealed to his office that about 11,000 border crossers have been released into the United States in the first 2 months of the year. During a press conference on Wednesday with various House Republicans, Roy accused the Biden administration of releasing about 11,000 border crossers into the U.S. in January and February. Border Patrol is now releasing people immediately into our country, oftentimes sick with the COVID virus, Roy said. That's happening. There were 11,000 released immediately into our communities in January and February. That's from inside sources at DHS. Think about that number, Roy said. That's a danger to our country. Most recent figures reported by Breitbart News revealed that more than 800 border crossers were released by the Biden administration into the U.S. interior in the first 4 days of March. The widespread catch and release of border crossers is a result of Biden's ending the Remain in Mexico program and cooperative asylum agreements with Central America. Representative Debbie Lesko, ARAS, said she has spoken to local law enforcement officials in her state who are deeply concerned about the release of border crossers into their communities. To date, the Biden administration does not require quarantine guidelines or coronavirus tests for border crossers, unless they were enrolled in Remain in Mexico. Local law enforcement officials say illegal immigrants are being released into Arizona communities, Lesko said. Some of them are not even being tested for COVID-19. And I can guarantee you that thousands upon thousands of illegal immigrants are traveling thousands of miles to get into the United States is because of Biden's lax immigration policies. The last remaining migration control authority that the Biden administration has not ended is the Center for Disease Control's CDC Title 42 order, which started being enforced in March 2020 to allow federal immigration officials to quickly return border crossers to their native countries so as not to spread coronavirus in the U.S. Breitbart News has exclusively reported, though, the Biden administration is considering ending Title 42 and, most recently, are pushing to stop the use of the order with family units arriving at the southern border. Representative Yvette Harrell, RNM, requested Biden to leave Title 42 in place, touting her legislation known as the PAUSE Act, which would prevent the administration from rescinding the order when there is a clear threat to public health. So while we've sat for the last year with our masks on and our doors closed and our kids not being educated, trying to flatten the curve, it is selfish and it is harmful for us to now turn a blind eye and allow illegals into this nation who we know have been exposed or have COVID-19, Harrell said. We've got to close this border, we've got to protect Americans first, Harrell continued. In February, nearly 100,000 border crossers were apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border, a 170% increase in illegal immigration compared to the same time last year. The apprehensions were also the largest total for the month of February since 2006. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.